Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present St. Lucia, A Journey Through Time, Episode 3, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9. The Evolution of Health and Wellness in St. Lucia. The health and wellness history of St. Lucia is a testament to the resilience and ingenuity of its people. From traditional healing practices rooted in indigenous and African traditions to the establishment of modern healthcare systems, the journey of health on the island reflects the broader struggles and triumphs of its history. This chapter delves into the evolution of health and wellness in St. Lucia, exploring the cultural, social, and political forces that have shaped it. Traditional healing, the foundations of wellness. Long before the arrival of European settlers, the indigenous Arawaks and Caribs relied on a wealth of traditional knowledge to maintain their health and well-being. They used the island's abundant natural resources to create remedies for a wide range of ailments. Plants such as sarsap, lemongrass, and noni were harvested for their medicinal properties, while rituals and spiritual practices were integral to their approach to healing. Illness was seen not only as a physical condition, but also as a spiritual imbalance, requiring holistic treatment. With the arrival of enslaved Africans, traditional healing practices expanded and evolved. African healers brought with them their own knowledge of herbs, roots, and spiritual rituals, which blended with indigenous methods to create a unique and dynamic system of care. These practices were often carried out in secret, as colonial authorities sought to suppress what they viewed as superstition. Despite this, traditional healing remained a cornerstone of health in St. Lucia, particularly in rural communities where access to formal medical care was limited. The colonial era, the beginnings of formal health care. The colonial era marked the introduction of Western medical practices to St. Lucia. However, these services were primarily reserved for the colonial elite, with limited provisions for the broader population. Missionary hospitals and clinics, often operated by religious organizations, provided some care to the poor, but resources were scarce and facilities were rudimentary. Epidemics of diseases such as smallpox, yellow fever, and cholera were common during this period, exacerbated by poor sanitation and overcrowded living conditions. The plantation system, with its harsh working environments and lack of concern for the well-being of enslaved laborers, further contributed to the spread of illness and injury. Despite these challenges, communities relied on a combination of traditional remedies and the limited medical care available to survive. Post-emancipation and public health initiatives. The abolition of slavery in 1834 brought new opportunities and challenges for public health in St. Lucia. Freedmen established independent communities, where traditional healing continued to play a vital role. At the same time, the colonial government began to implement public health initiatives aimed at controlling diseases and improving sanitation. These efforts were often driven by economic concerns, as outbreaks of disease could disrupt labor and trade. The late 19th and early 20th centuries saw the establishment of hospitals and health clinics in urban areas, though rural communities remained underserved. Vaccination campaigns were introduced to combat diseases such as smallpox, and improvements in sanitation infrastructure helped to reduce the prevalence of waterborne illnesses. However, these initiatives were often met with skepticism by local communities, who distrusted colonial authorities and preferred to rely on traditional practices. The rise of modern healthcare. The mid-20th century marked a significant turning point in the development of healthcare in St. Lucia. As the island moved toward independence, the government prioritized the expansion of health services to improve the well-being of its citizens. Hospitals were modernized, new clinics were built, and training programs were established to increase the number of healthcare professionals. The establishment of the Ministry of Health in the post-independence era provided a centralized approach to healthcare planning and delivery. Primary healthcare became a cornerstone of the system, with a focus on preventative care and community outreach. Vaccination programs, maternal and child health services, and efforts to combat infectious diseases such as malaria and tuberculosis were expanded, leading to significant improvements in public health outcomes. The role of traditional medicine. Despite the growth of modern healthcare, traditional medicine has remained an important part of St. Lucia's health landscape. Herbal remedies, spiritual practices, and the wisdom of traditional healers continue to be valued, particularly in rural communities. The coexistence of traditional and modern medicine has created a unique healthcare system that reflects the island's cultural heritage and the needs of its people. Efforts have been made to document and preserve traditional knowledge, recognizing its value as a complement to modern medical practices. Collaboration between traditional healers and healthcare professionals has led to initiatives that integrate herbal remedies into primary care and promote the use of local resources for health and wellness. Health challenges in the modern era. As St. Lucia entered the 21st century, new health challenges emerged. Non-communicable diseases, NCDs, such as diabetes, hypertension, and cardiovascular disease have become leading causes of morbidity and mortality, driven by changes in diet, lifestyle, and aging populations. Efforts to address these challenges have included public health campaigns promoting healthy eating, physical activity, and regular health screenings. Mental health has also gained increased attention, with initiatives aimed at reducing stigma and improving access to mental health services. The impact of climate change on health, including the spread of vector-borne diseases such as dengue fever and the health effects of natural disasters, has become a growing concern, highlighting the need for resilience and adaptation. Wellness and the future of healthcare. In recent years, the concept of wellness has gained prominence in St. Lucia, reflecting a holistic approach to health that encompasses physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Wellness tourism, centered around the island's natural resources and traditional practices, has become a growing industry, attracting visitors seeking relaxation, healing, and rejuvenation. The government and private sector have invested in initiatives to promote wellness, including the development of spas, yoga retreats, and eco-friendly resorts. Community-based programs encourage residents to adopt healthier lifestyles and connect with the island's natural and cultural heritage as a source of well-being. A vision for health in St. Lucia. The future of health and wellness in St. Lucia lies in the integration of tradition and innovation. By embracing the island's rich heritage of healing and combining it with advances in medical science, St. Lucia can build a healthcare system that is both culturally relevant and globally competitive. Efforts to improve access, equity, and quality will be essential, as will continued investment in education, research, and community engagement. The journey of health in St. Lucia is a story of resilience, adaptation, and hope. It is a reminder that wellness is not just the absence of illness, but a dynamic and holistic process that reflects the interconnectedness of body, mind, and spirit. As we continue to explore the history of St. Lucia, we see that its commitment to health and wellness is not just a legacy, but a promise for the future. Chapter 10, Art, Music, and Cultural Expression in St. Lucia. Art and music are the soul of St. Lucia, a vibrant reflection of the island's rich history, diverse influences, and enduring resilience. From the rhythmic beats of traditional drums to the intricate carvings of artisans, the creative expressions of St. Lucia are as dynamic as its landscape. This chapter explores the evolution of art, music, and cultural expression on the island, delving into the deep connections between creativity, identity, and community. The foundations of creativity, indigenous and African roots. The earliest forms of artistic expression in St. Lucia can be traced back to its indigenous Arawak and Carib peoples. These communities used their environment as both canvas and inspiration, creating intricate pottery, carvings, and paintings. Petroglyphs etched into stone surfaces reveal stories, spiritual beliefs, and a deep connection to nature. Their artistic legacy continues to inspire contemporary artists who seek to honor their ancestors while forging new paths of creativity. With the arrival of enslaved Africans, the island's artistic and musical traditions expanded and evolved. African influences brought rhythmic complexity, vibrant storytelling, and communal forms of expression. Drumming became a central element of music and dance, serving as a means of communication, celebration, and resistance. These traditions provided solace and strength, becoming a powerful force for cultural preservation. The colonial era, the fusion of cultures. The colonial period brought new influences to St. Lucia's cultural landscape. European styles of music, art, and architecture were introduced, blending with indigenous and African traditions to create unique forms of expression. The French, in particular, left a lasting impact on the island's culture. Catholic hymns merged with African rhythms to create a rich musical tapestry, while European art forms were adapted to reflect local themes and materials. Festivals such as La Rose and La Marguerite emerged during this period, reflecting the fusion of African and European traditions. These rival flower societies celebrated their respective symbols through elaborate pageantry, music, and dance, creating a dynamic and enduring cultural tradition that continues to thrive today. Music as a voice of the people. Music has always been a powerful medium for storytelling and resistance in St. Lucia. During the colonial era, enslaved Africans used songs to communicate, preserve their heritage, and express their longing for freedom. These songs often contained hidden messages and double meanings, allowing them to convey their struggles and aspirations without the knowledge of their oppressors. In the post-emancipation era, new musical genres began to emerge, reflecting the changing social and cultural landscape of the island. Folk music, characterized by its use of traditional instruments such as the banjo, quatro, and shakshak, became a cornerstone of community gatherings and celebrations. Calypso, a genre with roots in Trinidad and Tobago, found a home in St. Lucia, where it evolved to reflect local themes and concerns. Calypsonians used their music to comment on social issues, politics, and everyday life, often employing wit and satire to challenge authority and provoke thought. The rise of reggae and soca in the 20th century further enriched St. Lucia's musical landscape. Reggae, with its messages of resistance and unity, resonated deeply with the island's history and spirit, while soca brought infectious energy and celebration to festivals and events. These genres continue to thrive, inspiring new generations of musicians and performers. Visual arts, from tradition to innovation. The visual arts in St. Lucia have evolved from traditional crafts to contemporary forms of expression that explore themes of identity, heritage, and social change. Traditional crafts such as basket weaving, pottery, and wood carving remain vital aspects of the island's artistic heritage. Artisans use locally sourced materials, such as calabash, bamboo, and mahogany, to create functional and decorative pieces that celebrate the island's natural beauty and cultural history. In recent decades, a vibrant contemporary art scene has emerged, with painters, sculptors, and mixed-media artists gaining recognition both locally and internationally. These artists draw inspiration from the island's history, landscapes, and cultural diversity, using their work to explore issues such as colonialism, identity, and environmental conservation. Art festivals and galleries provide platforms for showcasing their talent, fostering a sense of community and creative exchange. Dance, the rhythm of identity. Dance is an integral part of cultural expression in St. Lucia, reflecting the island's history and diversity. Traditional dances, such as the quadrille and the ballet, showcase the fusion of African and European influences. These dances are often performed at community events and celebrations, accompanied by live music and vibrant costumes. Modern dance forms, including soca and reggae-inspired choreography, have become popular in recent years, particularly during the island's carnival celebrations. Dance serves as a means of storytelling, self-expression, and community building, connecting people across generations and backgrounds. Festivals and celebrations, a showcase of culture. St. Lucia's festivals are vibrant expressions of its cultural identity, blending music, dance, art, and storytelling into unforgettable experiences. Carnival, the island's most famous festival, is a celebration of creativity and resilience, featuring colorful costumes, energetic parades, and infectious rhythms. Originally rooted in pre-Lenten Catholic traditions, Carnival has evolved into a secular event that celebrates freedom, unity, and the joy of life. Other festivals, such as the Jounin Kweol Creole Day, celebrate the island's Creole heritage through food, music, dance, and language. These events provide opportunities for residents and visitors alike to connect with the island's cultural roots and experience the richness of its traditions. The global stage, St. Lucia's cultural impact. St. Lucia's artists and musicians have made significant contributions to the global cultural landscape. Nobel laureate Derek Walcott, a poet and playwright, brought the island's stories and landscapes to the world stage through his masterful works. Musicians, such as Ronald Boo Hinkson, have gained international acclaim for their talent and innovation, showcasing the island's musical heritage to audiences worldwide. The island's cultural exports continue to inspire and influence, reflecting the resilience and creativity of its people. Through art, music, and storytelling, St. Lucia shares its unique perspective with the world, fostering connections and understanding across cultures. Challenges and opportunities. While St. Lucia's cultural scene is vibrant and dynamic, it faces challenges related to funding, infrastructure, and the preservation of traditional knowledge. Efforts to support artists and musicians through grants, workshops, and education are essential for sustaining the island's creative industries. Additionally, the integration of cultural education into school curricula can help ensure that future generations continue to value and celebrate their heritage. The rise of digital technology and social media presents new opportunities for artists and musicians to reach global audiences. By embracing these platforms, St. Lucia's creatives can expand their impact and connect with communities around the world, while preserving the authenticity and integrity of their work. A legacy of creativity. The art, music, and cultural expressions of St. Lucia are a testament to the island's resilience, diversity, and spirit. They are a reminder of the power of creativity to unite, inspire, and transform. As we reflect on this chapter of St. Lucia's history, we see that its cultural heritage is not just a reflection of its past, but a beacon for its future. Through the continued celebration and support of its artists and musicians, St. Lucia will continue to shine as a vibrant and dynamic cultural hub. Chapter 11. The role of language and literature in shaping St. Lucia's identity. Language and literature are the beating heart of St. Lucia's cultural and historical identity. The interplay of indigenous tongues, African dialects, European languages, and Creole has created a linguistic tapestry that reflects the island's complex history. Similarly, its literature, a powerful vessel for storytelling and self-expression, has given voice to the triumphs and struggles of its people. This chapter explores the evolution of language and literature in St. Lucia, examining how they have shaped and reflected the island's identity through centuries of change. The foundations, indigenous languages of the Arawaks and Caribs. Before European colonization, the Arawaks and Caribs spoke languages that were deeply tied to their environment and way of life. These languages were not merely tools for communication. They were repositories of knowledge, tradition, and spiritual belief. Words for plants, animals, and natural phenomena carried layers of meaning, reflecting the intimate relationship between the island's first peoples and their surroundings. Although the arrival of European settlers and the subsequent eradication of indigenous communities led to the decline of these languages, their influence can still be found in place names and cultural practices. For example, names such as Soufriere and Gros Piton retain echoes of the Arawak and Carib linguistic heritage, serving as reminders of the island's original inhabitants. The impact of colonization, French and English influences. With the arrival of the French and British, new languages began to dominate the cultural and political landscape of St. Lucia. French became the primary language during the early period of colonization, influencing place names, social customs, and religious practices. The Catholic Church played a significant role in spreading French, as it was the language of religious instruction and education. When St. Lucia became a British colony in 1814, English was introduced as the official language. Over time, English replaced French in government, education, and commerce. However, the transition was neither immediate nor uniform. French persisted in rural communities and among older generations, while a hybrid language known as Creole Kwaole emerged, blending French vocabulary with African syntax and grammar. The rise of Creole, a language of resistance and identity. Creole, or Kwaole, is more than a language. It is a symbol of cultural resilience and identity in St. Lucia. Born from the interactions between enslaved Africans, European colonizers, and indigenous peoples, Creole became the lingua franca of the marginalized majority. It allowed communities to communicate across cultural divides, preserving elements of African linguistic heritage while adapting to the realities of colonial life. For much of its history, Creole was stigmatized as a lobe or broken language, associated with poverty and lack of education. However, in the late 20th century, efforts to promote and preserve Creole gained momentum. The establishment of Jounin Kweol, Creole Day, in 1983 marked a turning point, celebrating the language as a vital part of St. Lucia's cultural heritage. Today, Creole is recognized as an integral aspect of the island's identity, taught in schools and celebrated in festivals, music, and literature. The development of literature, storytelling, and oral traditions. The roots of St. Lucia's literature lie in its oral traditions, which have been a cornerstone of cultural expression for centuries. Storytelling, proverbs, and folktales were essential means of preserving history, teaching moral lessons, and fostering community cohesion. These oral narratives often featured trickster figures, ancestral spirits, and themes of resilience, reflecting the values and struggles of the island's people. With the spread of literacy in the 19th and 20th centuries, written literature began to flourish. Early works were heavily influenced by European literary traditions, but over time, local writers began to explore themes and styles rooted in the St. Lucian experience. Poetry, novels, and plays emerged as powerful tools for exploring identity, colonialism, and the complexities of island life. Nobel laureate Derek Walcott, a literary icon. No discussion of St. Lucia's literary history is complete without mentioning Derek Walcott, the island's most celebrated writer and a recipient of the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1992. Walcott's works, including Omeros and Dream on Monkey Mountain, are profound explorations of Caribbean identity, history, and mythology. Through his poetry and plays, Walcott captured the essence of St. Lucia, blending classical influences with local themes and imagery. Walcott's legacy extends beyond his literary achievements. As a teacher, mentor, and advocate for the arts, he inspired generations of writers and artists, ensuring that St. Lucia's voice continues to resonate on the global stage. Contemporary literature, voices of the present. In recent decades, a new generation of writers has emerged, building on the foundations laid by Walcott and others. These authors explore a wide range of themes, from migration and globalization to gender and environmental conservation. Their works reflect the dynamic and evolving identity of St. Lucia, capturing the complexities of modern life while honoring the island's cultural heritage. Initiatives such as literary festivals, writing workshops, and publishing programs have provided platforms for emerging voices, fostering a vibrant literary community. Writers from St. Lucia are increasingly gaining recognition on the international stage, showcasing the island's talent and creativity. Challenges and opportunities. Despite its rich linguistic and literary heritage, St. Lucia faces challenges in preserving and promoting its cultural expressions. The dominance of English in education and media has led to concerns about the erosion of Creole and other local languages. Efforts to integrate Creole into formal education and promote bilingualism are critical for ensuring that the island's linguistic diversity is not lost. Similarly, the literary arts face obstacles related to funding, access to publishing, and international visibility. Supporting local writers through grants, mentorship, and marketing initiatives can help to overcome these barriers, ensuring that St. Lucia's stories continue to reach audiences worldwide. A linguistic and literary legacy. Language and literature are central to St. Lucia's identity, serving as vessels for memory, expression, and transformation. They reflect the island's history, its struggles and triumphs, and its vision for the future. As we celebrate the linguistic and literary achievements of St. Lucia, we are reminded of the power of words to connect, inspire, and endure. St. Lucia's linguistic and literary legacy is a testament to the resilience and creativity of its people. It is a story of adaptation and innovation, of preserving the past while embracing the future. As the island continues to evolve, its languages and literature will remain vital threads in the fabric of its identity, weaving a narrative that is uniquely and unmistakably St. Lucian. Chapter 12, The Resilient Spirit, Social Structures and Community Life in St. Lucia. The social structures and community life in St. Lucia are the bedrock of the island's enduring resilience and unity. Over centuries, St. Lucia's people have built a society that reflects their diverse cultural heritage, balancing tradition and modernity while navigating the challenges of change and globalization. This chapter examines the evolution of social systems, the role of community, and the interplay between tradition and progress in shaping life on the island. The foundations of community, pre-colonial social structures. Before European colonization, the indigenous Arawaks and Caribs organized their societies around communal living and shared responsibilities. Villages were tightly knit, with extended families playing a central role in governance and daily life. Leadership was often decentralized, with elders and spiritual leaders guiding decisions based on collective well-being. Reciprocity and cooperation were core values, ensuring that resources were distributed equitably and that no one was left behind. These pre-colonial social structures were deeply intertwined with spiritual beliefs and the natural environment. Community rituals, feasts, and ceremonies reinforced social bonds and a shared sense of identity. Although much of this way of life was disrupted by colonization, its influence can still be seen in the collective spirit that defines St. Lucia's communities today. The impact of colonization, transformation, and resilience. Colonization brought profound changes to St. Lucia's social fabric. The plantation system imposed a rigid hierarchy based on race and class, with European settlers at the top and enslaved Africans at the bottom. This system sought to dismantle traditional African and indigenous social structures, replacing them with a model designed to exploit and control. Despite this, enslaved Africans found ways to resist and adapt. They formed tight-knit communities that preserved elements of their cultural heritage, including language, music, and spiritual practices. These communities became a source of strength and solidarity, enabling enslaved people to endure and resist the dehumanizing conditions of plantation life. After the abolition of slavery in 1834, freedmen established independent villages and farming communities. These settlements were often self-sufficient, with residents pooling resources and labor to build homes, cultivate crops, and support one another. The cooperative spirit of these communities laid the groundwork for modern social structures in St. Lucia. The role of family and kinship. Family and kinship have always been central to social life in St. Lucia. Extended families often live in close proximity, creating a support network that provides emotional, financial, and practical assistance. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins play active roles in raising children, passing down traditions, and maintaining family cohesion. Marriage and other forms of union are celebrated as milestones that strengthen community ties. Traditional ceremonies often blend African, European, and Creole influences, reflecting the island's cultural diversity. The institution of family continues to evolve, adapting to changes in societal norms and economic pressures, but it remains a cornerstone of life in St. Lucia. Religion and community life. Religion has long been a unifying force in St. Lucia, shaping social structures and community interactions. Catholicism, introduced by French colonizers, became the dominant religion and played a significant role in education, healthcare, and social services. Anglicanism and other Protestant denominations gained prominence under British rule, contributing to the island's religious diversity. In addition to Christianity, African spiritual practices and syncretic traditions such as Obia have persisted, particularly in rural areas. These practices often coexist with Christian beliefs, creating a unique spiritual landscape that reflects the island's history and resilience. Churches serve as more than places of worship. They are centers of community life. They host events, provide support during times of crisis, and act as spaces for dialogue and social engagement. Religious festivals, such as Christmas, Easter, and La Rose, bring communities together in celebration, reinforcing social bonds and cultural identity. Education and social mobility. Education has been a transformative force in St. Lucia's social evolution. From the missionary schools of the colonial era to the modern public education system, schools have provided opportunities for social mobility and empowerment. Literacy and education have enabled individuals to participate more fully in society, pursue economic opportunities, and advocate for their rights. Community-based initiatives, such as adult literacy programs and vocational training, have also played a crucial role in addressing inequality and promoting social inclusion. The emphasis on education reflects the island's commitment to building a more equitable and prosperous society. Festivals and traditions, strengthening social bonds. Festivals and cultural traditions are vital to community life in St. Lucia. Events such as Carnival, Jounen Kwayo, Creole Day, and Fisherman's Feast celebrate the island's heritage and bring people together in joyous unity. These occasions are marked by music, dance, food, and storytelling, creating spaces for intergenerational connection and cultural preservation. Traditional practices, such as storytelling and craftmaking, also contribute to social cohesion. Elders often play a central role in passing down these traditions, ensuring that younger generations remain connected to their roots while navigating the demands of modern life. Challenges to community life. While the spirit of community remains strong in St. Lucia, it faces challenges from urbanization, globalization, and economic pressures. The migration of young people to urban centers or abroad in search of opportunities can weaken traditional support networks, leaving rural communities vulnerable to isolation and decline. Additionally, social inequality and access to resources continue to pose barriers to community development. Efforts to address these issues, such as affordable housing initiatives and community-based healthcare programs, are essential for maintaining the fabric of society, community resilience, and the future. The resilience of St. Lucia's communities lies in their ability to adapt and innovate while staying true to their core values of solidarity and mutual support. Grassroots organizations, cooperatives, and local leadership play a critical role in addressing challenges and fostering sustainable development. As St. Lucia continues to evolve, its communities remain a source of strength and inspiration. They embody the island's spirit of resilience, creativity, and unity, serving as a foundation for its future. By investing in social infrastructure, preserving cultural traditions, and promoting inclusivity, St. Lucia can ensure that its communities thrive for generations to come. A legacy of togetherness. The social structures and community life of St. Lucia are a testament to the enduring power of togetherness. They reflect the island's history, its struggles and triumphs, and its unwavering commitment to building a better future. As we explore the story of St. Lucia, we see that its greatest strength lies in its people and their ability to create, nurture, and sustain vibrant, resilient communities.